This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
I want you to picture a specific moment. It's maybe Tuesday night. It's 2026. You're the CEO of a B2B service firm.
Yeah.
You know, IT, consulting, something like that.
Yep.
And you're lying in bed, staring at the ceiling, mm-hmm. and you're wrestling with this paradox that just feels completely unsolvable.
Oh, the growth paradox.
Yeah.
That's the one that keeps everyone up at night.
Right. You've hit a revenue ceiling. You're doing okay. The business is stable, but you're just stuck. You know you need to grow. You want that next level.
But you're terrified. You have this paralyzing fear that the only way to get there is to just, you know, massively bloat your payroll.
It's the classic nightmare scenario. You think, if I double my leads, I have to double my sales team.
I have to double my admin staff. I have to get a bigger office. It just spirals.
Exactly. It's this fear that success just equals chaos. You're thinking, if I turn on the fire hose of leads, who is even going to answer the phone? Who's going to chase all the emails? So you stay small to stay safe.
Well, today we are challenging that entire assumption.
We are. We're looking at a way to break through that growth plateau without just throwing more bodies at the problem.
We're talking about building a machine that handles the chaos for you.
So for this deep dive, we're digging into this really fascinating, super tactical article. It's called Google Ads Plus Marketing Automation, Scale Personalized Sales Messages.
And it's by Clark McGough, who's a PPC specialist over at Double Dome Digital Marketing.
And the mission here is, I think, really clear. We want to figure out how to replace that old cross-your-fingers referral network with something predictable, a scalable revenue engine.
Engine is the perfect word, because we're not talking about luck, are we? We're talking about technically marrying two tools that honestly usually sit in separate silos.
Which are?
High-intent search, that's your Google Ads, and intelligent follow-up, that's your marketing automation.
I love that framing. It's efficiency over volume. Because I think a lot of us have been, I don't know, almost brainwashed to think volume is the only thing that matters.
Oh, just get me more clicks. I need more traffic.
And that is such a dangerous mindset, especially now in 2026. The whole one-and-done interaction is dead. You can't just buy a click and hope for a contract anymore.
So if you're still treating marketing like a slot machine,
you're going to lose. You just are. We have to look at this as an evolution in how B2B companies handle relationships from the very first millisecond.
Okay, so let's unpack this. We have to start with the problem that Clark McGough identifies right away. He calls it the leaky bucket problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to go a little deeper. What does this actually look like in a bank account?
It looks like a hemorrhage. I mean, Mago throws out a figure that I think probably made a lot of readers wince.
What was it?
Spending $15,000 a month on Google Ads.
Which, for a scaling B2B firm, is a totally realistic budget. You're writing that check for 15 grand every single month.
You are. You watch the bank account dip. You see the traffic spike in your analytics. The line goes up, but then just crickets. Only a tiny, tiny percentage of those people actually fill out the contact us form right away.
And this is a stat that just jumped out at me. The 97% gap.
That is where most business owners get it completely wrong. They assume that the 97% of people who didn't buy are bad leads.
Right. They think the targeting was wrong, or the ad was bad, or the copy was weak. Oh, these are just tire kickers.
My agency is sending me junk. But I mean, think about your own behavior when you're looking for a high-stakes B2B service, like a new cybersecurity provider or something.
Mm.
Do you click the first ad and sign a contract in 5 minutes?
Never. No way. I'm browsing. I'm opening five different tabs. I'm checking reviews. I'm talking to my partner. I might come back 3 days later.
You are researching. You're in information gathering mode, not buying mode. So that 97% aren't bad leads. They're just not ready right now.
And the leaky bucket is that we just let them go. We pay for the click. They look around. They leave. And poof, that money's gone forever.
It's unbelievably wasteful. You paid for the introduction, but you didn't get the phone number.
But there's another leak in this bucket, isn't there? It's not just the people who leave, it's the ones who do raise their hand.
And this one is almost more painful. Someone actually fills out a form. They say, I'm interested, but your sales team is busy.
So they call them back 24 hours later, or, you know, 48 hours later.
And by then, it's a ghost town. They vanish, they don't pick up the phone.
And Mago's point is that the mistake isn't the ad itself. The mistake is treating every click like it's this binary yes or no transaction.
Instead of the start of a data-driven relationship, that click is just the opening handshake. If you treat it like a marriage proposal, you're going to get rejected 97% of the time.
So you need a system, a system that nurtures that relationship automatically, so you don't have to pay a human to do it.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've identified the pain. We're losing money on clicks. We're losing leads because we're too slow. So Clark Mega lays out this solution, integrating ads and automation. The first pillar is what he calls granular personalization.
This is the antidote to the generic message. And in B2B, generic is the absolute kiss of death.
So walk me through the mechanics here. Because people hear personalization and they just think, oh, it puts my first name in the email subject.
No, we're going way beyond high first name. I mean, that's 2010 tech. This is about contextual personalization. Let's use the HVAC example from the source because it illustrates it perfectly.
Right, the HVAC example.
Okay, so imagine you run a large HVAC company. You've got two different prospects searching Google at the exact same time. Prospect A types in commercial HVAC maintenance plans.
Okay.
Prospect B types in emergency industrial boiler repair.
Whoa, okay. Massive difference in psychology there. One is planning for next year. The other is panicking because their factory floor is freezing.
Correct. Now, in a typical kind of dumb setup, both of those people click an ad, they fill out a generic form, and they get the exact same automated email.
Which is, thanks for contacting us. We'll get back to you soon.
A total failure. The panic guy does not want to hear soon. He wants to hear now. And the maintenance guy, he doesn't care about speed. He cares about savings.
You've missed all the nuance.
So here's how the integration fixes it. When you marry Google Ads with your automation, the system passes data through, uses something like UTM parameters or a GCL ID, a Google Click ID.
Okay, let's just demystify that for a second. Essentially, the ad attaches a little digital sticky note to the user.
That is a great way to put it, yeah. And the sticky note says, this person clicked the emergency ad. So when they fill out the form, that sticky note goes into your system, your CRM. And then this is the magic. The automation reads the note and chooses a path.
So it's logic-based. If emergency, send email A. If maintenance, send email B.
And it happens in milliseconds. So the emergency guy gets an email with the subject line, 247 response team, we're on our way. The maintenance guy gets a white paper about reducing energy costs by 20%.
It creates this sort of, I don't know, a surround sound effect. The prospect feels like you're reading their mind.
And not a single salesperson has typed a single word yet. It is all happening in the background.
So what does that do to the economics of the whole campaign?
Well, it drastically lowers your CPA, your cost per acquisition, because relevance converts. Simple as that. If I'm panicking about a boiler and you send me a generic "we do heating" email, I'll probably keep looking.
But if you send me a "we handle emergencies" email,
I stop looking. You win the deal. You're just squeezing so much more revenue out of the exact same ad spend.
So we're not just blasting a megaphone. We're having a whispered, relevant conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another element here that's, I think, even more stressful for business owners. It's the clock.
Speed. Speed is the currency of the digital age.
The source cites this study that, honestly, it made me sweat a little. It says the first company to respond to a B2B inquiry wins the business over 50% of the time.
50%. It's a winner-takes-all dynamic. And let's be real about the operational reality for the people listening. If you're a leader managing 25 employees, handling client projects, putting out fires,
you're not sitting by your inbox hitting refresh every 10 seconds. No way.
No, you're in meetings, and your sales team is likely doing the same. So a lead comes in at 10 a.m. Maybe nobody even looks at it until 2 p.m. In internet time, that four-hour gap is an eternity.
Oh, the prospect has already Googled three other companies and probably booked a meeting.
That lead has decayed. It has gone cold. It's gone.
So how does automation bridge that gap? I mean, we can't clone ourselves.
The fix is something called immediate value delivery. The moment, and I mean the second a lead submits their info, the system kicks in. But it doesn't just send a receipt, it sends value.
What's an example of value here? Because a brochure isn't always valuable.
Well, it depends on that digital sticky note we talked about. If they were looking for pricing, maybe it sends an interactive pricing calculator. If they were looking for expertise, maybe it sends a relevant case study. Or, and this is maybe the most powerful, it sends a direct link to a calendar to book a time.
So while I'm in a meeting handling a crisis, my marketing system is basically having a coffee with my new prospect and checking their schedule.
Yes. You are securing the position of authority before your competitor even gets the notification that a lead exists.
Wow.
By the time their sales guy picks up the phone 4 hours later, your prospect has already read your case study and has a meeting booked on your calendar for tomorrow. You've won the race before it even started.
That is the definition of a competitive edge. It's almost unfair. But can I play devil's advocate for a second?
Please.
If we automate everything and we make it really easy for people to engage,
mm-hmm.
are we just going to flood our sales team with noise? I mean, we started this by saying we don't want to bloat the payroll.
That is a crucial question, yeah. If you just open the floodgates without a filter, you will drown. Which brings us to the third pillar Mago discusses. Cleaning the pipeline through lead scoring.
Okay, lead scoring. I've heard this term thrown around a lot, but how does it actually work in practice?
Think of it like a point system that runs silently in the background. The system tracks the lead's behavior after that initial click. It's not just, did they open an email? It's much, much deeper.
What kind of behaviors are we tracking here?
Everything. Did they visit the website again 3 days later? That's points. Did they watch the testimonial video on the About Us page? More points. Did they click through to the specific pricing page?
Oh, that's a big one.
That's a lot of points. So every action has a weighted value.
Okay.
But, and this is really important, you can also have negative scoring.
Ooh, like what?
Let's say they visit your careers page.
Okay. They aren't a buyer. They're looking for a job.
Minus 50 points. Or let's say they haven't visited the site in 30 days. Lead decay. Minus 10 points per week.
So the score is this living, breathing metric of their intent right now.
Exactly. And then you set a trigger. Once a lead hits a certain score, let's say 100 points, the system basically raises a red flag and alerts the sales team. It pings them on Slack or whatever. Hey, this person is hot. Call them now.
This completely changes the day-to-day life of a salesperson.
It does. I mean, without this, sales is mostly just poking.
Poking. That's such a visceral word.
It is. Hey, just checking in. Hey, do you see my email? Hey, you still interested? It's demoralizing for the sales team. And frankly, it's just annoying for the prospect.
It feels desperate.
It is desperate. With lead scoring, your sales team stops making cold calls and starts making strategy calls. They're only engaging one-on-one with qualified inbound leads who have already demonstrated their intent.
So you're not paying your top salespeople to chase ghosts. You're paying them to close deals.
You're maximizing the ROI of your human capital. And this goes right back to your intro. This is how you grow revenue without bloating the payroll. Your existing team can handle 5x the volume because they're ignoring the 90% that aren't ready.
And focusing 100% of their energy on the 10% that are.
It's efficiency at scale.
Now, there's one last piece of this puzzle that Clark Mago brings up. And honestly, this is the one that I think makes CEOs breathe the biggest sigh of relief. It's about transparency. The black box.
Ah, yes. The dreaded black box of marketing agencies.
We have all been there. You hire an agency, they send you a monthly report full of jargon, impressions, clicks, CTR, and you look at it, you're just like, okay, cool chart, but did we make any money?
And usually the answer is just a shrug. Well, branding is up, awareness is up, which doesn't pay the bills.
No. So how does this Google Ads plus automation combination fix that clarity problem?
It provides what we call closed loop attribution. Because the systems are integrated, you can trace the entire journey of a single dollar.
Okay, walk us through that specific example from the source because it paints a really clear picture.
Sure. So imagine a dashboard where you're not just seeing clicks, you're seeing a story you can see. Okay, this lead searched for the keyword industrial HVAC repair.
Step one.
Step two, they click this specific ad. Step three, they received these four automated emails over 2 weeks. And finally, step four, you see that your sales team marked them as closed one in the CRM for a $50,000 contract.
You can draw a straight line from the search term to the bank deposit.
A straight, unbroken line. And here's the technical kicker, the closed loop part. Your CRM can actually send a signal back to Google Ads.
Wait, really? The CRM tells Google, hey, this click made us money.
Yes. It's called offline conversion import. You tell Google, this specific click resulted in a $50,000 deal. So now Google's algorithm knows, oh, I need to find more people like that guy. Not just people who click, but people who actually spend.
That is profound. It moves marketing from an expense column to an investment column. You're not guessing anymore.
You're making informed decisions. If you know that for every dollar you put into that industrial repair keyword, you get $10 out in actual revenue, you don't hesitate. You spend more. You know the machine works.
It removes all the emotion from the decision. It's just math.
It's a feedback loop. You see what generates revenue, you feed more budget into that, and the whole machine gets more and more efficient over time.
So let's just step back and look at this deep dive as a whole. We started with this fear, this 2026 fear, that to grow, we have to endure chaos. But what we found is that the technology allows you to scale without the bloat.
It's really about rethinking the role of the human in the sales process. And I want to be clear, we're not saying fire your sales team.
No, absolutely not. The opposite.
The opposite. We are saying remove humans from the low-value repetitive tasks, the chasing, the sorting, the initial follow-up emails. Let the robots do that. Let the humans do what humans do best.
Empathy, strategy, negotiation, closing.
Exactly. You're building a coordinated sales machine. You stop treating clicks like these one-off lottery tickets and you start nurturing them.
You catch the lead. You understand what they want through that granular personalization. You respond instantly with value. You score their behavior so you know when they're ready.
And then, and only then, do you bring in your expensive human talent to close the deal.
And you can see it all happening on a dashboard that actually makes sense to a CFO.
Which is the dream, right?
It is. I want to give a quick shout out again to the source, Clark Magoko from Double Dome Digital Marketing. Apparently, besides being a PPC specialist, he's also into basketball and cooking.
A man of many talents. But the recipe he's given us here for lead gen is definitely one worth following.
Absolutely. So here's the so what for you, the listener. If you're a B2B leader looking at 2026, scaling efficiently means you have to bridge that gap between search intent and sales conversion. You just can't rely on manual intervention at every single step anymore.
The market just moves too fast. If you're relying on humans to be the bridge for every interaction, you're going to get left behind by competitors who have built these automated bridges. They'll be faster, more relevant, and more profitable.
So here's a final provocative thought for you to mull over. We talked about lead scoring and the efficiency of your sales team. I want you to look at your sales team's activity log for today. Really look at it.
That can be a scary exercise.
It can be. Ask yourself, how many hours are they spending chasing the 97%, the people who aren't ready, the people who are ghosting them? And how much more revenue could you generate if those hours were spent only closing the leads that were actually ready to buy?
It's the difference between being busy and being profitable.
That is it for this deep dive. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Keep learning.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.